Mobile.
N4IQ, N0TR.
N4IQ, how you doing, Tom?
Hey, Bill, we're sitting down here at the Pelham Medical Center waiting on the daughter to get out. I have not yet found the exact location, but I think she'll text me or something when she gets out. She had an epidural just a while ago, and I don't think she's out of the operating room yet. How's your day going, Bill?
Doing good. Went out for breakfast this morning. Came back. Went over to the dump. Came back, and now I'm going over to Simpleville to mail a bill that I forgot about. So it behooves me to get that in the mail. Over.
QRM, so disregard. I had one come up this morning. It was kind of odd. I paid the bank card off, and then it comes up the top and says, you've already paid at an ATM, and your balance is zero, which I knew better, so I called him, and, after waiting 15 minutes on hold, they finally come back, and she didn't know, so I'd have to wait another 21 minutes to call the IT department. And I said, no. I said, you can inform them of that. Well, I'll have to talk to a manager. Isn't that standard operating procedure?
Most people wouldn't even say anything about it. That's good of you to do that. That's the right thing to do. And, I guess you got it straightened out. I guess you don't know. You let them know, that's their problem. I mean, that's the kind of position I'd be taking. Unless they find it, you know, like 2 years later and charge the interest on it, say, well, you really didn't pay it. I don't know legally what happens in a case like that. But, I tell you, it's a beautiful day out here. You know, forsythias are just going crazy out here. Bradford pear trees, the ones that are in the sun. My goodness. Well, I hope your daughter's okay. Are you waiting for her so you can go in there, or what?
Well, Bill, I'm just getting in the car here. And Amy, I got to sign off with Bill here in just a minute. And she looks good. It don't look like you done anything to her. Couple of $1,000 down the line, I'm sure. Well, Bill, on my neighbor found out the hard way about the difference between a debit card and a charge card. He bought a motor on a debit card, and a heck of it is, when you do that, you got 90 days to report fraud, and this guy defrauded him. And he wound up losing the whole $4,000 or so. If you use a bank card, you're not constrained by those. And, the lady I talked to knew that I'd paid the bill and it was pending and would be taken out of our checking account. So all that worked out. It was no big deal. But I said, you better get hold of your IT department because somebody liable will take that serious and think you already paid your bill. Bill, I'll let you go. I'll talk to Amy here. Good hearing you this morning. N4IQ and 0TR73.
All right. Well, check to Amy and make sure she got her left ear. Still, let's make sure they marked the right thing. All right. Well, that's the reason I don't use a debit card. I do not have a debit card, and that's the reason I use a credit card and pay them off every month. Nice talking to you, Tom, and hope Amy's doing fine. N0TR, N4IQ.
The parts are accounted for.
hope you heard that, Bill. Yeah, we're heading down to her house now, and she'll probably go back to work, won't you, Amy? She works as an engineer. engineer for GE, if you want to, I don't know what it is, but she works for him, but project manager or something. Yeah, you're right, Bill, and we pay that every month, and that way, don't have to worry about it. 73, Bill, N4IQ and 0TR, clear.
73. 4IQ, mobile monitoring.
4DTY, mobile.
Noise in it. I heard you the other night when you were trying to come in, and yeah, I could not hear you through the net at all.
That crackling noise is on the repeater, N4IQ.
What is that? I don't know if somebody was talking over top of you, or I just couldn't make you out. I'm interested in the cross banding too, so maybe once you figure it out, I can pick your brain. I have 4DTY and I'll be listening. I hear you. You can definitely tell you're on the HT because it's more like on the tinny side, but yep, you're coming through. So it was still coming through a little bit before, but not enough to where we could understand you. I'm trying to figure it out. I have a TYT that's got that 440 and 146 dual band, and so I know you can cross band on that. Is my thought process correct? Yep. Well, I need to do a little bit more research on it, but I tell you what, I like the fact that you're doing it. So are you using your TS-2000 for that crossband? TS-2000. Your TS-2000, I know that when we were doing that simplex the other night, I could hear you like you were in the next room. How many watts is that unit? It was not a mobile rig. I just was interested in knowing, like I said, when we were doing simplex that night, I was interested in knowing how many watts you were actually pushing. I know I was on my little Yaesu FT-29, which is 85 watts, so I was just curious. Like same thing you were saying, I could hear you clear as a bell, and it sounded like you were literally like the next house next to me. And I'm over here in Taylor's right off of Wade Hampton, so I'm not that far. I'm like I'm at the base of Paris Mountain, and I knew you were like in Greer somewhere. But yeah, you were coming in clear, and I had to do the same thing. I had to turn my radio down when you were talking. To the noise again, but yeah, I'm near Taylor's Elementary. Like I'm, I think three blocks from it, maybe four blocks. But yeah, it all depends. But I get in the shadow of Paris Mountain when I go down Edwards Road. Like I'm going towards Haywood, so that's the only bad part of where I'm at when I'm mobile. I'm actually headed that way, so I think I'm probably going to lose you in just a few minutes, or you'll lose me. I'll still be able to hear you, but you won't be able to hear me, probably. I'm glad I can help, so be safe, and thanks so much. 73, KI4DTY, and I'm clear.